Ja, deze mannen zijn bekend van How Deep Is Your Love met Calvin Harris. En On My Mind, die we nu veel op Slam draaien. Vanuit Groot-Brittannië zijn ze naar Nederland gevlogen om in de Slam Studio langs te komen. Ik moet met mijn beste Engels een interview gaan doen. Maar goed, daar gaan we. In de studio, de vrienden van Disciples. So guys, welcome here in the Slam Studio.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having us.
I told our listeners that I'm a bit nervous because I did not finish my school, so I think my English is not really good.
Your English is better than my English, so don't worry about it.
So here we go. Let's start by talking about the Netherlands, because you guys are from Great Britain, so it must feel like a small holiday right now, isn't it?
Yes, actually it does. And we're only here for 24 hours, which is not long enough.
For only 24 hours?
I know. We just came straight from Ibiza, so we haven't slept.
You did not sleep?
Well, maybe 1 hour.
In the airplane.
On the airplane.
Not too good.
Yeah.
What do you like the most when you're in the Netherlands?
Well, one, the people. Two, the architecture, the buildings.
Yeah, in Amsterdam stunning. Or...?
Amsterdam especially, yeah. And I think, just everything's so clean and everyone's so friendly. And you have beautiful women here too.
You have what?
You have beautiful women here
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's the thing for sure. Do you want to learn some Dutch words or do you say no?
Uh-oh. Shall we learn some Dutch, guys?
Like, what is a beautiful woman in Dutch?
Okay, what's a beautiful woman in Dutch?
Een mooi meisje.
Mooi meisje.
Mooi meisje. So when you see a beautiful girl, you say, oh, jij bent best wel mooi. Jij bent best wel mooi.
Jij bent best wel mooi.
Jij bent best wel mooi.
He's got
okay.
It.
Yeah, almost. Got it. I mean, I sound like I got it, but I'm just repeating you like a parrot.
So another thing about the Netherlands, we have a lot of popular Dutch DJs. Do we have one of them who you really fancy?
Fancy as in?
As in you like.
Okay.
Like a Hardwell, Martin Garrix, Afrojack.
That's so funny because fancy in England means, you know, you want to kiss them.
Oh, yeah. I did not finish my school, so.
Yeah, we have a few, man. I think, we're friends with Oliver Heldens as well. He's from here, right?
Oliver Heldens, yeah, he is from here. Yeah.
I love what Martin Garrix has done at such a young age.
Yeah.
He's a very special talent. I think I've been coming to Amsterdam for a while to just produce, and I feel like you have some of the best producers in the world, second to none. A good friend of ours is Afrojack, Nick, as well.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, I've worked with him as well in the past, and he's just incredible.
He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy, and his work ethic is crazy. So we're in the studio, and he has 5 studios going on at the same time, and he's jumping from each studio, and he's producing an amazing record in each studio. So there you go.
All right, back to 2015. The track "How Deep Is Your Love," together with Calvin Harris. That must have been a real honor to work with him, wasn't it?
Of course, yeah. We've kind of been a big fan of him for a long time since he came out, really, with "Acceptable" in the 80s, which was like what 2012, was it? So to work with him after a few years of kind of watching his rise was amazing.
And where did you meet him? I mean, was it in a Scottish cafe or in a studio or where was it?
Just on the street.
Just on the street?
Yeah, he just came up to us on the street. Now, we put out a track called They Don't Know, which was one of our first releases on FFR in London.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, he kind of got in contact, wanted to send some music back and forth. And after starting to work on some bits, he heard an idea that we did, which was How Deep Is Your Love? We went back and forth just tweaking some parts and working on it for about a month, and in the end we thought, why not put it out together? It was kind of as simple as that.
Well, since that time, what happened? Because it was amazing, I think, or not?
It was crazy. It's been kind of crazy ever since then.
And here we are. On My Mind is your new track. It's also going very hard, isn't it?
Yeah, that's doing really well. Much to us, I mean, listen, we've loved that record we've had it for about 3 years. And
for 3 years?
Yes, yeah.
So 3 years ago, you had the idea of producing On My Mind.
So here's the craziest thing. We made that record 3 years ago, but it's changed. This is its 12th version. So we've had 12 versions of this.
Really?
Song. So it's taken us 3 years to finish it.
Wow.
And then in the end, we just went back to the original version.
Really? So this is actually the first version of On My Mind?
It's almost.
After that, you...
call it the fourth version. It's about the fourth version, I reckon.
Yeah. 4.5.
Yeah.
Now, we play it a lot on a radio station here, so we're a great fan of you guys. So, yeah, I want to ask you, please go to the Slam DJ booth, and I will introduce you in Dutch. I think this interview was quite good in English.
Not? Oh, your English?
My English, yeah.
I thought you speak English all the time on radio. You sound like a professional.
No.
You sound like
only
a professional
Dutch.
Englishman.
I did not finish my school, so it's... Please go to the Slam DJ booth.
All right, thank you. Come on!